Okay, well, that's going to start our podcast. Is Riley's noise. That's how we sync up the audio. We make Riley make a noise.
Do an
like
awkward
that,
noise.
And then it just works, you know. It's funny how Premiere Pro, which you should give us 10 years for free for that, so we have to pay for it.
Oh my God, yeah.
But anyways, it's funny how it'll just line it up perfectly every time with Riley's.
Especially with their AI noises. Tools now.
Right. We're just kidding. And speaking of if you guys watched the last episode, it was about packaging, correct?
Yeah.
This is like key, right? Like this is flavored sparkling water, but the packaging on it is so
I thought it was a Sprite good. At first, and you were like, no, sparkling water. I was like,
yeah. And whenever I first saw these, I thought they were beer. Like I think I showed up.
It looks like a beer can. It really does. I think like a tall boy.
I showed up to some sort of like a church thing, and I saw people drinking these. I'm like, what is going on? Are they drinking beer here? No, it's just sparkling water. But it's such good. I mean, it's so good. I mean, yeah. Anyways, that's not what this episode is about.
Oh, dude, there's a skull on the front.
I know.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's really cool. I didn't know. I thought it was like a wig or something.
Honestly, though.
It looks like Jesus' head.
Yeah, it looks like he's got spaghetti for hair. Hmm. Comment down below. Would you like spaghetti for hair? Okay. Anyways. All right, so this episode, we've been doing some short episodes lately, and I hope you guys have been enjoying them. If you have, please subscribe.
And if you don't,
share.
Oh well, you're gonna keep getting them.
That's also true.
Yep.
Anyway, so today we're gonna talk about how important getting like a Google review, a Facebook review is, and then we're gonna tie it into word of mouth marketing. Mm. So first and foremost, how important are reviews in your business?
I think it's important because it tells you your character and tells you how you run your business. Because if someone looks at it, it's like, oh, 5-star on a Yelp review or 5-star on a Google review. That's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. Especially like I said, the connection with the person goes to give you a review, more people find you.
Right. Yeah. So like people like me, I'm always trying to use myself as an example because I am a human.
Mm, yeah.
I swear. Okay. I was trying to use myself. I hardly ever leave reviews. Hardly ever. But the ones that I have gone out of the way, it's been for 2 reasons. It's because it was an extraordinary experience. And I was like, I gotta let people know, you know what I mean? I gotta give it 5 stars. I gotta boost their credibility because it was such a good experience.
Yeah.
And then the other time is when it was such a horrible experience. And I'm like, oof. I have to let people know not to go here.
Yeah.
And so that's why reviews can make or break you.
Make it or break it.
Yeah.
Even if it's a hotel, restaurant.
Oh yeah. Cause if I'm going on a long drive, I'm going on vacation in 6 weeks or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
4 weeks. And we're going to stay at a hotel halfway through because we don't want to drink the whole drive the first time through. Yeah. And so I will look about halfway through and look at all the reviews of the hotels. And if there are any not so great reviews, I'm not going to go there.
Then people also continue.
Yeah, cool. I'm just not going to take my family there.
That's
right?
True.
I'm not going to put them in danger of something or having a bad night.
Especially that one we stayed in Nashville.
Oh gosh.
I don't even want to see that. There's no stars in that one.
They
have reviews.
It's too smelly to leave a review.
Outside, it's bad.
You lose all your nerves.
Then people will be like, don't go here because of rodents or something. And they put the pictures on there. I'm like, oh, you're just roasting this hotel, man. It's so bad. But it's partially the business's fault because they're not taking care of what their moneymaker.
Right. But on the counter side, if you do get a bunch of 5-star reviews,
man.
I mean, that can be a game changer. For
yeah,
you. That's good. Because especially so I have a friend who's a plumber. Let's use this as an example.
Does he have a crack?
Anyways, gosh, Riley. So I have a friend who's a plumber, and he started his business. Oh man, I want to say maybe close to this time last year.
Oh, that's awesome.
Man. He's now booked out 3 months in advance.
Wow.
Because of his 5-star reviews, he does not seek out. He hardly does any marketing. He does not seek out business. He doesn't try to get people to use him. Yeah. He cannot stop getting phone calls.
Really?
Yeah, it's insane.
That's awesome.
It's insane. And it's only because what he did, and this is a good strategy, is you take all your friends and family and be like, hey, go leave 5-star reviews on my business, on Google, on Facebook.
Yeah.
And what it'll actually do is Google looks at that. And so when people type in to Google, hey, plumber in Southern Illinois, mm-hmm. he's going to pop up, and then you're going to see 20, 30 five-star reviews, yeah. and you're going to be like, oh, okay, and just click on him and just call him. Because yeah. it's like you don't even need to see anymore, right?
No.
Like if there's that many people that are like, oh, we want to use this person, then it's like a no-brainer. It's like you don't even have to read anything else.
No.
And they're going to give you a call.
Yeah.
So reviews are, man, it's a big deal.
Even like on that, do you get like reviews on app? Do you give reviews on apps? If it comes up, hey.
Again, sparingly. Yeah. It either has to be the high or the low for me. It has to be like, it's either an extraordinary experience and I'm like, yes, I'm going to recommend this app, or this app this blows. Sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like those. I just click off them. Dude, I was on the, speaking of reviews, I was on the Bible. I felt so bad. I was reading my Bible this morning, mm-hmm. and the review popped up. I was like, just get out of my face.
I mean,
it's a great thing,
trying to have quiet time with God, you can't be reviewing what he's already said.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
It's like, why you give me this?
No. But it's fair. I would feel bad too. I'd be like, wait, should I?
Yeah. Yeah. But oh my gosh. Jesus gave us the word of mouth.
Oh man, that's such a good transition.
I know.
That was really good. I'm really proud of you. Right? Okay. Word of mouth marketing. So this is a very, in my opinion, it's actually similar to reviews, and that's why I wanted to put it in the same podcast, because basically, it's like someone giving a review about your business to one or a few other people.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know what I mean? It's someone who has used you before and they're so elated by how well you did or the product that they received from you that they have to tell someone else about it. Mm. And so that actually goes back to our last episode, is like, what kind of experience are you creating with your product, and you need to ask yourself, is that experience that you're creating causing people to talk about it?
Yeah, that's true. Because the experience, like we said in the last podcast, make you or break you.
Mm-hmm.
As we talk about word of mouth, I think of my mom owns a business. She's a daycare lady, but she doesn't do social media. Well, she has personal social media, but
not enough for her business.
Yeah. So no social media, no website, no TikTok, no nothing, but it's all based off of word of mouth.
Yeah.
And she does the principal. She does all like the teachers, because my sister's a teacher. Then she'll tell her friends,
right,
hey, you're having a baby, come to my mom. She's really good. And man, she gets booked. She's gotten calls before. It's like, hey, can I bring my kid in? Sadly, you can't, because I have so many kids. And man, her business is
really
just because of word of mouth, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. And that kind of brings me to a new point, is if you aren't getting a ton of word of mouth, connections, the one thing that you can do, and that I've actually used this a couple of times, is where, you work with someone and you say, hey, if you bring me, so like for me, I'm working with an artist, we get done with the project. I'm like, hey, if you recommend me an artist and they start working with me, I'll give you 10% of the project.
Yeah, that's good.
And so, think about that. If the project is $5,000,
you get 10% of $5,000.
I'm going to give them $500 for them bringing me that artist.
So good.
Yeah. And I've actually done that a couple of times now.
Really?
Now that the projects haven't been that big or anything.
Yeah, but still.
But still that person, or if you don't want to give money like cash away, which I can understand, then you give them a percentage off their next project.
Mm-hmm.
So like, say that artist comes and works with me, they recommend me this artist, and then on their next project that I work with them, I'm going to give them 10% off, because I'm like, you just brought me new business.
Yeah, you brought me more money in a sense.
Yeah, and that works really well for like if you have monthly clients.
Yeah.
So like here at Growing Media, we have, is it 12 monthly clients right now, I think?
13.
Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that.
Where, we're doing stuff for them in and out every single month.
Day.
Yeah, it's constant. So, word of mouth is huge. I mean, just like you said, for your mom's business, I mean, that's all there was.
And even for photographers, videographers.
Oh, anybody.
I have a friend up in St. Louis. She's like, hey, contact this videographer down in Southern Illinois. He'll work with you. And I've had brides reach out for me. Obviously, didn't work out, sadly.
Yeah.
But it's still a word of mouth marketing. And I think nowadays, obviously, marketing on social media is great and all.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a big friend group and you're close in community and stuff like that,
it's gonna
do way better than social media.
Yeah. And the evidence of it, I mean, you literally saw us talk about this when we first started the episode.
Yeah.
because it's so good. Like, it's very, very delicious, and the, and also the packaging is so good that we just had to talk about it.
We had to.
Yeah. And so that's exactly what we're trying to get across here, is that you need to create some sort of experience, whatever it is, the packaging, whether it's the flavor of the drink, or
that's true.
Or if you know, you're a videographer and you just made the experience of shooting a video just so fun and lighthearted,
yeah,
to where the person, you know, they didn't have any anxiety or stress when we shot the video. Yeah. Because, you know, a lot of people don't like being in front of the camera. It's nope. awkward. It's weird, especially the first few times you do it. But if you can go to a wedding, right, and then make everybody feel at ease and make sure there's like zero stress, because a wedding can be a very stressful day,
yeah,
then people are going to recommend you.
Because 100%. Yeah.
Even if your photos are not the best.
No. They're like, they had a great time. Yeah. Everyone was chill.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, even if your photos aren't like better than the next guy, the people want the experience to be lighthearted, rather than them have, you know, 10% better photos.
Yeah, right? That's true.
Right? Because, I mean, you can have a mean photographer or something at a wedding, and the photos may be just immaculate. It'd be perfect.
Yeah.
But you will never forget how that person treated you.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
And that's why word of mouth happens, is because you always remember how you're treated and how the experience was.
Yeah. I think it's with anything in life, but yeah, also just in business.
Yeah. And so, you know, what if you don't have any customers? What if you can't do word of mouth? What if you just haven't worked with enough people? Well, then you need to put yourself out there.
That's true.
Know?
Yeah.
You need
social
to,
media, Facebook,
yeah,
whatever.
You need to create awareness for you or for your brand or whatever you're trying to do. So the best way to do that is content marketing.
Oh man.
Always.
It's the best.
Content is always king, and it will continue to be king, I think, for a very long time. Video marketing is key. And so if you guys need help with video marketing, we're here at Growing Media.
We can make you money.
We can, yes.
A lot of money.
Yes. We have evidence of the companies that we've already made money. And
a lot of money.
We will continue to do that.
Yeah.
Until the end of time.
What is time?
Okay.
Yep.
Anyways, visit growingmediamarketing.com if you'd like to reach out with us or and work with us. Please like and follow and review the podcast.
Oh my gosh!
Please leave 5 stars.
Leave everything.
If you can, I mean, preferably 5 stars,
yeah,
because of Riley's earlier noise.
Yeah, that's the best noise you ever hear in the live.
otherwise, like and subscribe on all the channels. We seriously appreciate you guys watching, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.